Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is the one and the only Frank Jack. What's up, Frank?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, we're back at it again.
Heck yeah.
All right, so today we're going to talk, I think it's episode 7 of Today's World. What's on your mind today, Frank?
There's a lot going on in the news today. I mean, none of it's really important, except for maybe what's going on in Korea.
Yeah, I agree. It's, so give us the lowdown. So what was so important about what happened?
Well, as everyone knows, North Korea, Rocket Man, much respect. He really, what the guy in North Korea is Kim Jong-un, is he's a crazy guy with Napoleon syndrome, and he wants people to acknowledge him. No one acknowledges him. So pretty much what happened is he signed a treaty with South Korea, and he just decided to denuclearize the peninsula.
Right, and he met with the president, Moon Jae-in.
Right. They signed the treaty.
They signed the treaty, and
At one point, I believe he might have even met with Trump at some point. I mean, a lot of people are saying that Trump's taking credit for it and he doesn't deserve it. I mean, but South Korea gave him credit for it.
Yeah, South Korea's president said that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
He does deserve the Nobel Peace Prize because he got Korea to find the Korean War to finally end after how many years. And the thing about it is, what people don't understand, people are like, but the things he said. What people don't understand is, you're dealing with a lunatic. You have to play hardball with a lunatic. The guy in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, he's a lunatic. And so when you deal with a whiny baby, if you let them cry and you submit to them over and over again, they're going to keep crying to get what they want. When you stand up to that baby and tell them, no, you can't have what you want, or else there's going to be consequences, that's when they stop crying. And they're willing to negotiate and try a different tactic. All that happened here is Trump dealt with a crying baby in North Korea.
No, that's true. And, you know, it's actually really, it's really amazing to me that all occurred so suddenly.
I mean, it was in the works. I mean, Korea pretty much went to the Olympics together as one country.
Right, they had their own hockey team, right? Korean Republic or whatever. Is that what they win as, right? Korean Republic.
Right, they win as one country. I mean, it was been in the works. I mean, they were in talks. I mean, there's been in talks before. It's never worked before, and this time it does work. And I don't see how people could argue that Trump doesn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, Obama got him. What did Obama even do?
Shouldn't we be worried, though? Shouldn't people be worried about this? It seems kind of all like a sudden. How many they've years of, you know, of issues and dominating everything and not even wanting to deal with the West. And then now all of a sudden they're taking the turn to deal with the West.
People don't understand is you have to deal with certain people certain ways. You can't deal with everybody the same. And that's the problem in the world today is everyone thinks you can just deal with everyone with a blanket way and everyone will be okay. You can't. There's different personalities. If you see the Myers-Briggs personality test, there are different personalities. You have to deal. This is what they have 16 or something like that. You have to deal with different people different ways. And you got King of June over there. Kim Jong-un is essentially a spoiled little brat, and he sits there and goes, I want to be a big boy
Frank,
I want to be a big boy too. And everyone's like, okay, you're a big boy. And Trump's like, you think you're a big boy, but I'm a bigger boy. And
hey, Frank, like, I know all about personality. I deal with you every podcast.
I know, you're lucky. You're a very lucky man, really.
Or is it vice versa?
Yeah, it's probably vice versa.
All right, so let's see. What else you wanna talk about today? Do you wanna?
Well, everyone's going crazy over what that comedian at the White House press conference.
Elaborate.
You know, they have Michelle Wolf.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
At the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So what happens? I mean, it's been happening for a while. It's basically, the comedian comes up there and roasts everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are really taking it hard, saying she went too far, this, that, and the thing. And I listened to the whole thing. And did she go too far? Of course she did. But you want to know what?
Uh-huh.
It was a roast. You're supposed to go too supposed far. To.
And wasn't Donald Trump the one that tried that totally trolled over this dinner to begin with?
I mean, he didn't even show up. I mean, he doesn't like these kind of dinners.
He didn't show up to this one either,
I mean, I'm about as big a Trump supporter as there is. And you know, the thing about Donald Trump is...
No, we didn't know that, Frank.
The thing about Donald Trump is he doesn't like when people hit him. He's not much of a taking a joke. He wants to hit back. He only cares about the way people look at him. And, you know, he's not much for roasts. People are saying, oh, she took it too far. She did take it too far. Some of it wasn't funny. But you want to know what? That's what a roast is. If you don't like what a roast is, don't have roasts.
Oh, so what, she was on the, oh, she was a contributor, it says she was a contributor for the Daily.
She's a comedian, she goes up there, she roasts people.
The Daily Show.
She also said things like the Democrats don't do anything,
yeah.
And that's why they always lose. And, you know, I mean, she said a bunch of things. And, like, you know, she just, that's what a roast is. When you have, you're roasting, you.
And, of course, all these comedians are coming, backing her up. Of course.
As they should. I mean, she did her job.
It's like a fraternity for what, some of those comedians.
I mean, whether people like it or not, she did her job.
Right. It's supposed to be a time of levity, you know?
Right. And if people don't laugh, honestly, that's their problem. And the president included. That's their problem, not really anyone else's problem but his own.
No, I agree. I just think, you know, everyone has all their issues, and I feel like that dinner is a good time for everyone just to let loose. And I don't see anything wrong with that, because did she cross any, like, did she say any personal insults? Like,
yeah, she personally insulted everybody, but it was a roast.
Yeah.
That's what you do at roast. You personally insult everybody, and it's supposed to be funny. You know, if you go to a place where people insult you, right?
Right.
And you get mad that people are insulting you, I don't know what to tell you. Is it their problem or your problem? It's your problem.
No, I agree. I think that people are just overreacting to that. Now,
and
did you...
As we just spoke about it, but they were talking about that Kim Jong-un is agreeing to meet Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, how many presidents...
Oh, yeah, they are,
How many presidents meet with Kim Jong-un?
That's going to be so... publicity. Every single movement's gonna be criticized, and you know, did he do this right? Did they do this right? What's gonna happen now?
Yeah, no matter what happens, everyone's gonna say they did it wrong.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what happens. Either side's gonna get criticized.
Yeah, North Korea's gonna get criticized, or America's going to get criticized. No, someone's going to get highly criticized. There's no real way to work it. As the person at the Correspondents' Dinner said, she said, you know, people want me to make fun of Trump and collusion or something. She goes, I'm not going to do it because I see a lot of liberal media outlets and I don't want to see any of you come. And that's what's going to happen.
You want to talk about Stormy Daniels? Did you hear it today? I guess she did end up suing Donald Trump for defamation over con job remark on Twitter.
I mean,
I guess this was the, you know, and it's the latest challenge legally coming from that affair.
Affair. They had sex once. They had sex once. It's hardly an affair.
Extramarital affair. But the fact of the matter is, what do you think about that lawsuit?
You know, Stormy Daniels, I mean, she's a great porn star. I'm a big fan of her work. But I mean, why? Why? Because you called it a con job?
Well,
it's
defaming her character. That's the.
Tell me, it's not a con job. Tell me, it's not a con job.
She's suing for the tweet.
That it's he said what a big con
job. I haven't read.
Is it not a con job?
I haven't read the
is
whole
it not
details.
A con job? Yes, they had sex, but is it not a con job? What is she trying to get out of here, except for a few minutes of fame and back in the spotlight, and sell her brand? She has nothing to gain.
Yeah.
He had sex with the president once. 11 years ago. You know how many people probably had sex with him in between then?
Yeah. Well, he's saying the complaint says that Trump accused Daniels of committing a crime by fabricating her allegation that a man made an illegal threat.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to prove it. If you can't prove it, I mean, then what?
I don't know. I'm just going by what I saw in the LA Times, Frank.
If Stormy Daniels
LA Times.
If Stormy Daniels says something like someone came into a parking lot and threatened me, go prove that.
Yeah.
You're not going to win unless you prove that. So, I mean, Trump's been calling for term limits on Congress. How do you think that's going to go through? You think you can get Congress to vote
no.
to vote on limiting their own terms?
No, that's not going to go anywhere.
Do you think he can ever get that? I don't know. He got North Korea.
Korea
and South Korea.
Now we're talking crazy, talking term limits on Congress.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He got North Korea.
No way.
He got North Korea and South Korea to talk. He can
no
do
way.
Anything.
No way.
You know, speaking of Donald Trump, though, I do a lot of research on the guy. You know, and you know why he's so successful? I was thinking about it.
Why is that, Frank?
Because his father gave all his kids great advice. He said, you guys are killers and you're kings. That's great advice. If you live like that, how do you fail? Please explain how you fail. with that kind of mentality. But you know how Trump had his the White House doctor, and he nominated for Veteran Affairs, and the guy had actually withdrew his candidacy for to work for the VA, and that was because people were saying things like he drinks on the job, that he drinks before he actually operates on people, but I mean, well, he's a doctor. But the point, and then they say that he might actually, because they already replaced him, he might not be the White House doctor anymore. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you look at statistics, most people in the medical field actually drink before doing their job.
It's true.
And people wonder why I don't go to the doctor anymore.
No,
I think they do it because it calms their nerves, which is fine. I guess I'd rather have you do it correctly than be nervous and end me. But I mean, I still would rather you not drink. What do you think about that?
Yes, I would rather have the person that's operating on me not be intoxicated, frankly.
What about if they only had a few shots?
No.
No?
It has to be, like, that's equated to being behind a motor vehicle. 0.08 limit. Okay? 0.08 limit. If it's above the 0.08 limit, then no. You know.
0.08. That's like 4 drinks in an hour for a person 150 pounds. The reason I know that is because, thank you, Herkimer County, I got to take a class on it.
Let's make that 0.08 limit across the board.
0.08 limit across the board. I like it. So, did you see that they were talking about the Federal Reserve is actually going to take more steps?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they're going to get more involved. And pretty much what I think that means is they're probably just going to raise interest more and kind of slow down the economy more. And it was funny, I was actually having this conversation with someone over the weekend, and they didn't care for it. And I was saying how housing prices are bound to come back. And they were like, no, housing prices will go up forever. And I'm like, people think that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get the 2008 market crash.
And, yeah, you're right.
You know, and it, so, you know, the Fed's raising rates, lending's going to slow down, and mm-hmm. people are going to stop buying prices are going down. People are like, well, there's more houses than there are... And there's more people buying than there are houses on the market, so prices will just go up. Well, eventually,
yeah, eventually
if interest rates start going up,
yeah,
there's going to be less people looking for a house, and they're just going to rent.
It's true.
People don't think like
townhouses.
That. It's amazing. People don't think like that. And also, you know, with borrowing rates, business growth. With
right.
borrowing rates increasing, business growth, because businesses are going to start borrowing less money to expand, which is going to slow down their business expansion. So, I mean... The Feds, you know, they're slowing down. I mean, I get the market's been kind of teeter totter the last few months, but the Feds could trying to slow it down a little bit more here, and we might find ourselves accidentally in a little bit of a recession if the Fed gets their way. Because let's be real, they don't do a lot right. But
do you want to get into the whole Bill Cosby thing? How he's he's 80 and the sentencing just came down where he's 3 separate 10-year. 10-year sentences, so he's looking at 30 years in jail.
So Bill Cosby is 80.
Yeah,
he did
just
get those 3 10-year sentences. But the thing I thought liked about that was he was out on $1 million bail, and the plaintiff and the prosecutor was like, I want to revoke his bail because he's a flight risk, because he's a rich guy, he can get on a private plane
right.
and go anywhere in the world. And Bill Cosby stood up and said, you idiot, I don't have a private plane. I mean,
they're saying one of the jurors, Frank, came on Good Morning America and said that Bill Cosby's deposition led to a conviction.
I mean, why?
So,
he didn't deny it, did he?
Well, yeah, it was easy to determine that he was guilty based on his admission.
I mean, he really
you know,
he really
obviously
didn't. He never really said he was innocent.
Well,
he actually didn't he say he was guilty?
Yeah. So the whole thing is he's going to die. It's sad that a man of that stature and how he was so big in culture in the 80s and everything, how he's going to probably pass away in jail. And that's sad.
I mean,
to think about that.
He's 80.
Yeah, but
the fuck he care?
No, he doesn't care. But I'm just talking about from the
I love him. He's still married. She didn't care either.
No, I'm talking about from the perspective of someone, you know, who was a fan of his work. Like
you were a fan of his work?
No, not that kind of work.
I didn't know
like
you were a
Cosby
fan of
Show.
I mean, something you might like. Roofland, I don't know.
The Cosby Show.
You pop that stuff. You just pop that stuff. You pop Roofland like it's
no,
like it's
no. I've never touched one of those things.
You pop it for yourself. You take it yourself.
No, No, Frank. I'm just saying, it's sad to see someone fall so quick like that.
fall so quick. I mean, the dude's 80.
I'm just saying, Frank. Don't you? You don't see any. You don't have any sadness.
I mean, these women allegedly, allegedly raped him in 2004. There's nothing quick about that. That is like the longest.
I'm just
saying. And the dude admitted it, and it's still like the longest I've ever seen to put anyone away. I mean, like he raped these guys like.
Okay, maybe it was a poor choice of words.
14 years ago. nothing quick about
okay,
this.
Okay, maybe I used a poor choice of words.
This is probably the slowest thing I've ever seen in my life.
My point is, it's just sad it happened.
Are you afraid? Are you sad that he's going to jail?
No, I'm sad that that a person that was highly regarded in society, his character just vanished.
Well, I don't think anyone's faultless. I mean, his happened to be a crime and wrong, completely wrong. But
yeah.
I mean, to think someone's completely faultless is ridiculous.
I just was a big fan of the Cosby Show. That's all.
You like the Cosby Show?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You like Dr. Huxtable.
So, did you want to discuss anything else?
Well, you know how we've been raising tariffs on things, and mostly steel and aluminum.
Yeah.
So Europe says they're ready for a trade war with America.
Well, Trump's delaying steel and aluminum, right?
I mean, it's gonna happen.
He's delaying the tariffs.
It depends. I mean, I know he said he wasn't gonna do it with Korea, but I mean,
he's delaying the tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and the Union.
Okay, but I mean, so, if they do, when they hit those places? I mean, really, he only did this because he hates China. Like everybody, every full-blown American.
He just announced it this evening.
But every full-blown American should hate China. They probably did worse to America than whatever Bill Cosby did to those women. And I'm not saying that. I'm obviously that was the wrong choice of words. But I'm saying is what do you? I mean, they have done nothing positive towards America. China has made America their bitch, and they've abused us for years.
What about oil? They have helped us with oil, right?
Oil is our own problem. OPEC's killed us in the Middle East. And, you know, I think, you know, the United States is starting to export more oil. So, I mean, I really think that's going to put a strain on OPEC. But, I mean, if the European Union once, who knows when if those tariffs will ever even hit them. But if they did go to a trade war with them, I don't think it would work in their benefit. I mean, people are worried of what it's going to do to our farmers.
I wouldn't want to mess with China, though.
These tariffs are really only going to hurt our farmers because that's the only thing people get from us. And I think that's the message that Trump's trying to send to the rest of the world is, okay, yes, you guys do buy our agriculture,
right?
But we have other services that you need to we bring everything else you guys throw into America, and all you do is take our farmers' pigs. And soybeans.
Right.
You know, you need to make this a more train. I mean, you give us all this stuff, we give you nothing. We want a balanced relationship. And I think anyone to say that that's crazy is crazy.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to talk about on this episode?
I want to talk about how, you know, the draft went in and...
Oh, you want to talk about sports? Okay, we can get into the draft.
Well, the draft just happened and, you know, there were a lot of things that that happened that were unexpected. Like, I think, Lamar Jackson, you know, going...
To the
Ravens,
that's huge.
That has RG3 and Joe Flacco. I mean,
that's huge.
Kind of seems like a waste.
Jacksonville going defensive in the first round. That surprised me, but doing more because we've had Frank. The Jags have had bad history with Florida Gator defensive linemen, Derek Harvey and everything. So getting Taven Bryan, I was like it took me a second to process that because I'm a Gator fan, you know, so I know the guy and I barely even heard of the guy until this year. The guy that Jags drafted, Taven Bryan, I'm questionable on that. The big question mark will be, you know, what happens with Baker Mayfield? You know, they're saying that he could be the next Russell Wilson.
I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, me too. But
I'm glad the Giants did take an actual running back. I really didn't expect it. I thought they were going to get a defensive end. And I'm really surprised Chubb fell out of the first round, Nick Chubb. I mean, that's what's surprising to me. I get it that he's injury prone.
Yeah, and the fact that the Browns bypassed his brother Bradley and took Denzel Ward.
Yeah, well, they needed that. They have a good defensive rusher, and they need someone to actually cover people downfield so that people can get sacks. But back on to – so you see Kanye West likes Donald Trump now?
Kanye West? Why? Because he knows there's money involved?
No, he likes Donald Trump. I guess he likes his policies. And, you know, he's been really getting a heat from, I guess, what people call the black community, which I think is a little shit to even say. But, yeah, from the black community, if you would. People have been calling him Uncle Tom, which is a term that black people say for black people that they feel went against the black community.
Right. They feel that when they feel disrespected.
Yeah, which I kind of think is a term disrespectful to yourself, but that's another story. But anyway, so yeah, they were saying, you know, Kanye West supports him, and actually Chance the Rapper actually supports him as well.
I always wondered about that name. Chance the Rapper? Why is the rapper even included in that name? I've always wondered about that oxymoron.
Have you seen some rappers' names?
Chance the Rapper. It's like we don't know you're a rapper anyways, bro.
Yeah, good point. That is a good point. I don't know. That's what he wants to be called. But I thought the funniest part about that whole thing was that Kanye West is one of those guys. I've seen him, you know, at BET Awards. Usually he's drunk saying things that don't make any sense. But the thing that I thought most funny was he tweeted today that his wife, well, not today, a few days ago he tweeted,
right,
that his wife, Kim Kardashian, just texted him and told him not to be so positive on Trump.
Yeah, because it's not socially cool.
It's just amazing. You think, okay,
being nice to Trump.
My wife tells me not to like this, not to talk about this politician publicly.
The President of the United States.
But talk about the President of the United States anymore. Not only, you know, I don't know how marriages work.
Well,
I assume you would stop doing it or do it, continue to do it. But to say to the world, hey, my wife told me I shouldn't do this anymore.
Frank, on a lower scale, but that's kind of in the same vein of teams telling players not to go to the White House when they win the championship. You know, some teams have declined invites because of Trump.
Right.
So in the same sort of context, you know, I'm sure that's discussions families are having, you know, with their players, you know what I'm saying, their family members that win, say, hey, I don't think you should go visit the White House.
Right. People say that, but I mean, to call out your wife like that on social media for just telling you her opinion, I feel like you should be able to say something in a marriage and not have it tweeted to the world. But I mean, that's just me. Kanye West is a little nuts. But so back to how about the NBA, man? You know, LeBron James, man.
His
team's pretty bad. But you know what? He proved again one thing.
Game 7. He pulled it out.
He pulled it out for the team.
It's just amazing.
I mean, they got blown out in some of those games, and he came through. And, you know, a lot of people are saying things like, oh, LeBron James loses a bunch of finals and blah, blah, blah.
I just don't know.
Jordan never went to those finals, and Jordan lost 3 round ones. He lost 3 series in the first round.
I just don't see how they can get by Toronto, though. I just don't see it. Toronto, I mean, it's one thing to get by Indiana, who had Oladipo and everything, and maybe a couple other good guys. But I'm saying, Frank, as a guy who watches basketball, I know a lot of their players, and LeBron can do a lot. LeBron's gonna do everything he can, but to say he's gonna get by Toronto, I don't know. I don't see it. I see Toronto in 7. Maybe in 6.
Toronto had struggled with Washington.
Yeah, but it's different. They had some injuries. Toronto had some injuries. They'll be back. They had some guys injured.
I don't know. Are those guys going to be top-notch?
Yeah, their sixth man was out. He's going to be back. Van Fleet. So
you know, they didn't announce the MVP yet, did they?
No, they haven't announced.
Do you know how you become the MVP?
How's that?
When your team sucks and you go on by yourself to be the one seed.
So you really think LeBron should be the MVP?
LeBron's always the MVP.
Harden's going to get it.
LeBron is the most valuable player in the NBA.
Yeah, we all know that.
Every single year.
It's just whether they give it to him or not that year.
It's whether someone else just had a good year or not.
Michael was the same way. So was Shaq in his prime.
I mean, you know, the thing with Jordan is, yes, he played some physical defenses in the 90s, but there were no good defenses in the 90s. And that's why Jordan played as well as he did. And he didn't win until he had big, more stars on his team.
I'll take that back. There were some good defenses in the 90s.
There were not good defenses in the 90s.
Early 90s. Wasn't Detroit early 90s?
You could say that they were good when Magic Johnson in 91, I mean, was with maybe, like,
the early 90s, there was
Lakers. But, I mean, like, yeah, but when he went in, like, what, 90...
And then he ended up dominating Utah and everything with Karl Malone.
Right, but he had players on his team that were good.
Yeah, that's good.
And people give, you know, people give LeBron a lot of heat. I mean, I don't like the guy. I personally don't like anything the guy, that comes out of the guy's mouth. But, I mean, I got to say, the guy,
he's a good.
He does it. Yeah. And people give him heat for, oh, he had to go get better players to win. So did Jordan.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Give him heat.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you did there.
But anyway, I mean, Jordan did the same thing. The only difference is they came to Jordan's team as opposed to Jordan going to their team. And, you know, I mean, the same thing happened when he came back to the Cavs, though. I mean, people just are so close-minded. They don't see the big picture. LeBron kind of might be better than Jordan.
I don't know. We should make that its own episode, Frank.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But,
congratulations to LeBron getting out of that out of that series after
and also
like he was getting blown out.
And also shout out to the Sixers too, Frank. You know they're on their way probably past Boston this next series. And I called them to win the whole thing with the podcast. You can just ask your buddy Sam. I have Philly going all the way
against the Trailblazers.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that.
But, what's that do?
Asshole.
What's that mean?
I don't know, Frank. But
he's the GOAT.
No. LeBron. LeBron's not the GOAT. Michael Jordan is.
I just explained to you why he wasn't.
That's your opinion. I'm saying we should have a whole episode on it. All right, so is there anything else you want to talk about? All right, well, let's get to the Frank. You ready for the sensible and cynical thoughts?
Sure.
All right, you're up. Go ahead.
So I don't know. I think I'm interested to see what happens. I'm fairly cynical on what happens in news coming up. I mean, think it's going to be. I think we're going to have a little bit of a pullback here. I don't think it's going to be bad long term. Obviously, it's going to be good long term. We got a great commander in chief, so only positive things are going to come out long term. But I think for a little while here, we're going to see a little bit of a pullback in the markets, and then interest rates are going to rise. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I just think people are going to have to differentiate the way they live life. As far as all the controversy and all the stuff that's going on in the news, I mean, LeBron James showing he's good, the draft, some things are happening. But, I mean, most of the other news is kind of just bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just reporting on
anything now. People are just waiting for the NFL to be back.
I mean, if you read the news, I mean, most of it's just drama about, Trump. Oh, Trump's got a big dick. Trump doesn't have a big dick. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's really not that, it's really not anything important.
Okay.
So, I really hope, I mean, I guess the Korea thing was important, but I mean, other than that,
yeah,
not a lot of things, I think the market's going to take a little bit of correction, but, you know, I hope Trump gets that Peace Prize that he deserves.
All right, I'm going to go sensible on the Cleveland Browns draft picks, Frank. You know, I'm going to defend their pick on Baker Mayfield at one, and I'm going to defend their pick at Denzel Ward. I think that Baker Mayfield, you know, I'm always of the adage, if you like a guy, then go for him. You know, you don't know what these other teams are going to do. Sure, Baker Mayfield probably falls to four, but if he's legit the guy that you want, I see no problem in taking him at one, because that's the mistake people have made in the past is – they say, oh, well, he'll be there at whatever, and then he's not there. You know, so if they truly think that Baker Mayfield is their next franchise quarterback, which I don't, but they obviously did, so I'm defending their people are giving them shit for taking Baker Mayfield number one. Well, what if he sends the Cleveland back to the playoffs? Then they look like geniuses, right? So I think they, you know, and then Denzel over, you know, Denzel Ward, I see what they did there. You know, he's a big guy, athletic. Fast. I saw no huge drop off in that comparison with Chubb, Frank. So, you know, obviously they had two guys that they targeted and they went for him all in. I'm with those picks. And I just think the media should just back off, because half of them haven't even played a game in their life and half of them don't know how to draft worth anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Baker Mayfield. I think they should have let Tyrod Taylor play, but I mean,
no, he's going to. They came out and said that that he's actually going to be number three on their depth chart week one.
Yeah, I know everyone's always said that every time they've drafted.
No, but that's it's came out.
But the thing about Tyrod Taylor, you look what happened when they had Brian Hoyer, a great quarterback, and they had Johnny Manziel on the roster. You know that definitely hurt Hoyer's performance at the end there, and I think that. You're going to get that out of Tyrod Taylor if you have Mayfield waiting in the back.
Okay, well, subscribe, rate, review us on iTunes, and I think that's it. Frank, you have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
That's it. You have a wonderful night.
All right. Take care.